On Robinhood Radio, once again, we are welcoming Willie Hallahan of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association because, as you all may well know, the 99th annual Salisbury Ski Jumps will take place starting Friday, January 31st. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael. I think you pretty much covered it. I can go now.
You can go now. Okay.
thanks for having me on again. You're very good at helping out SWASA with all of our events. And you're right. This is the next one coming up. January 31st, it's a Friday night. That's the first day of Jump Fest. The format is pretty much the same as it's been in years past. We have target jumping for the jumpers. It's a fun night for them. They aren't being judged or anything like that. They're just attempting to land on the target, on the landing hill, and the winners get cash prizes, so it's a fun deal for them. And after that, the night wraps up with a human dog sled race, which is a gas. Everybody loves that. It's a lot of people come just for that. It's they're teams of six people, five people pulling one person on a sled that the team designs. It can be as simple as a inner tube or as complex as it's amazing. Fire companies have made little fire trucks or ambulances as their vehicle, and it's just fun to watch. And we're still looking for teams, by the way. We never have enough human dog sled teams. So you can just go to jumpfest.org and info@jumpfest.org, our email, and register your interest in joining, and someone will get in touch with you. Saturday starts serious jumping for the kids with the Salisbury Invitational. That's SWASA's own tournament. And the kids are being jumped. By the way, the same jumpers jump Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. They come from around the Eastern Division, Lake Placid, Brattleboro, Hanover, Andover, New Hampshire. They're the best junior jumpers around.
How many jumpers do you get each year?
Well, we never know until almost the last second. I'll say around 20, maybe, but that could change in either direction depending on the whims of teenagers and also weather and all that kind of stuff. But many of them are driving 3.5 hours or more to get here. So there are a lot of variables at work, but 20 is a pretty good number. I think we could say on average we'll get that number. And even more for junior, where there's a junior tournament on Sunday morning off of our 20-meter, and that's a whole different category of youngsters. They could be as young as 5 or 6. And there'll be quite a few kids between the two tournaments. So Saturday, that takes care of Saturday. Saturday night is a snowball at the Grove in Lakeville. Steve Dunn Band will be playing. They played for us for years, and they're very, very good. And Sunday is probably the most important ski jumping day for the jumpers. Sunday is the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. That determines the winners. The winners of the Sunday tournament will be named to the junior national team. It's a big, big deal. It's a big step upward for jumpers. It's a couple jumps below the Olympics, but You reach junior national status and you're on your way. So they'll be jumping their best on Sunday. Judging, of course, is premier distances, style points, and everything are all important. If any records are going to be broken, it'll probably be on Sunday if the conditions are right, because the kids will be jumping their best. All 3 days, each day has its personality. Friday night is a fun rock and roll night under the lights. Saturday and Sunday, both very important and interesting and fun to watch jumping days. We have bonfires going for people who get warm. We have our cook shack and food trucks. We added food trucks just to give people a wider range of food choices. There's craft beer. There's a hot toddy tent. And it's a fun atmosphere. Besides being just a ski jumping event, it's kind of a fun event too. When I walk through the crowds on any of the 3 days, everybody's having a good time. Everybody's smiling. They're talking to people next to them that they've never met before. It's like a cocktail party almost. And everybody's enjoying themselves, and it's such a cool event. Where else can you watch ski jumping live? And I always say that if you haven't seen ski jumping live, you just haven't witnessed it. I talk to people. people in life and about what I do, and they say, oh, yeah, I've seen ski jumping on TV. I've seen the Olympics. I said, no, you haven't seen it. No, if you haven't seen it live, you haven't witnessed it. When you're there, when you're on site, you're surrounded by upbeat, positive, fun-loving people. You're watching these kids. They leave the takeoff at 50 miles an hour. They're traveling up to 200 feet through the air. You can feel that speed and that distance because you're right on site. When they land in front of you, you hear their skis slapping on the landing hill, and they got 100 yards to come to a stop, and it's almost visceral when you're there. I like to say that it's more exciting to watch a junior jumper in Salisbury live than to watch the Olympics on TV, because the difference is just night and day.
Yeah, I think that applies to everything.
In
person is the best way you can possibly do it. The television can never give you all of what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Now, if folks want to come to this, I'm looking at your website, and you have places for purchasing tickets. So you can purchase your tickets in advance, I assume.
Yeah, you can. You can buy them in advance. You can buy them at the ticket booth right there. There's not a ton of advantage to buying your tickets in advance. If it's convenience for you and you're web-worthy and all that, then go ahead, certainly. The prices are very friendly. We haven't changed the price, I'll bet, in close to 20 years. It's $15 for an adult to come in. We're a nonprofit, by the way, and this is a fundraiser. We use all our proceeds for our junior programs. So it's $15 for adults any of the 3 days. Children 12 and under are free, very child-friendly. We want to see young people there, maybe get them involved in ski jumping. The only difference in price is if you go to the Snowball Saturday night, that's $20 for adults.
And that's from 8 to 11:30 at the Lakeville Town Grove.
On Friday night, the gates open, the ticket booth opens at 6 o'clock. So, by 7, that's when the target jumping starts. And then the human dog sled race starts whenever the target jumping ends. So, again, going back to how many kids are jumping, that can vary the length of time that that event takes place. So 6 o'clock, gates open, 7 o'clock, target jumping starts, human dog sled race after that. That's Friday night. On Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning, that's when the little ones jump in their competition on the 20-meter. And then at 11, that's when the practice starts for the big jumps. And they practice from 11 to noon, and then there's a break. And then at 1 o'clock is when the competition starts. And then on Sunday, again, practice starts at 11, 11 to 12. Then 1 o'clock, competition starts for the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. So it's a fun, packed weekend from Friday night through Sunday, it's fun. People, every year, people come and say, you know, when I have the moment to ask where people came from, they'll say, oh, we're first timers. We've known about this for years. We finally came. And when I do exit interviews, when I can, people are just blown away by what they've seen. If they promise to be back the next year, and they often do. So our viewership is growing year by year as more people come for the first time and decide to come. And if there are people there who, for one reason or another, can't or don't want to go out in the cold, we live stream now. We've been doing that. I mean, this will be the third year, maybe fourth year of live streaming. There's a huge ski jumping family that lives everywhere throughout the United States, and they can now watch the action. We live stream all 3 days, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. You just go to jumpfest.org, our website, and click on the button to access the live feed for free.
I think that probably covers us from top to bottom here. Just
I think so. I probably left out something, but one thing I would add, if you're coming from any distance at all, or even if you're just a couple towns away, if weather is an issue, or actually under any circumstance, it wouldn't hurt to go to our website, jumpfest.org, just to make sure that nothing's changed. The conditions can change, weather can affect the format. I know a couple of years ago, maybe three now, we had to cancel Friday night because of the wind. The weather seemed okay, but wind is a showstopper because it could blow a light-weighted jumper off the off into the woods, you know, potentially. So anything that's safety-oriented, just check jumpfest.org just to make sure that everything is, the schedule is still in line. And if you're coming from New Haven or someplace like that, and people do, I mean, it's amazing that people drive an hour and a half, 2 hours to get to Jumpfest. Yeah, if you've got a long schlep, then especially you might want to check, make sure that the schedule is still the same.
Yeah, it's a good idea with all those things, because we know how the weather can be anymore.
Yes, we do.
And even
and the
cold.
And the temperatures, I mean nobody is more in tune to that than we are.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to be a cold weather person to go in the first place, so that's why you
won't see me out there. you want
to
dress warm. You know, wear layers. Wear plenty of clothes. Bring more than you think you need. Your footwear is important. Make sure you got warm socks and insulated footwear, because you'll be standing on snow, packed snow, and you want your hands and stuff to be warm. There are bonfires there. The two big bonfires going, so you can warm yourself. There's a hot toddy booth to warm your insides as well. But make sure you dress warm. It never ceases to amaze. We see some of the people who come, you know, almost scantily clothed. You know, it might be a seemingly warm day. It could be like close to 40 degrees and sunny, and they think, oh, I'll get a tan. Well, no. It's you get into the site, and it's kind of protected but chilly there. So definitely wear warm clothes, winter clothes.
You can always remove layers, but you can't out and get some new ones.
Can.
As always, it's a pleasure. Good luck with the jumps. Stay warm. And
Thank you, Michael.
I assume
thank you for having me on. Robin Hood Radio has always been great to Swasa, and we appreciate it.